Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Come on now. Wake up, everybody.
need a color. Everybody,
we need each other.
Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed, no more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. Wake up all your teachers, start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the baby,
teach the children,
teach the children,
teach the baby,
teach the children.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for this awesome and wonderful evening. So grateful and thankful to still yet be amongst the living. Grateful that you have chosen to come and be a part of our Blog Talk Radio show. Thanking God for this wonderful first day of August. Grateful and thankful to still yet be here in 2022 and asking that God continue to go and be with each and every one of us and allow us an opportunity to be the best us we can be. And I just pray that God continue to manifest his glory in all of us. Tonight, we want to just thank you once again for allowing us this opportunity to impart into your lives as we speak about oneness, as we normally speak about on Monday nights. But in particular tonight, manifestation changes over time. But we understand and know that there could be change that happens in every aspect of our lives. And tonight, it could be just another one of those things. We'll bring a few nuggets and expect you to go back and do some deep drill and learn a little bit more about oneness and how manifestation changes over time. Always want to usher in the Spirit to be with us, be our mouthpiece, to usher us along the way. Also asking the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart and to your spirit. And if there is something that you would like to share tonight, we ask that you just press 1 and put it in on the host. You'll be in the host queue. And then at the appropriate time, Minister Jesse will allow you an opportunity to come forward and speak, whether you have a question, whether you want to make a comment, or whether you want to share a personal experience. We just ask that you be transparent so that others can learn from you and the experiences that you've gone through. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, this is your daughter, Tammy, coming by way of McDonough, Georgia, just thanking you once again for another day, another opportunity to glorify your holy name, knowing, believing, and understanding, Father God, that there's nothing that we can do by ourselves, but we can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, that strengthens us. I pray tonight that you continue to give me, Father God, the ability to study your word, to apply your word, and to understand and know the importance, Lord God, of being doers of your word. And so I just pray tonight, Lord God, as we come forward with this message, we'll all be able to use it and apply it to our daily lives. I pray for every marriage that's represented on our call tonight. I pray tonight, Lord God, that whatever it is that we stand in need of, you would meet us all in our time of need. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would also go and give us all another opportunity to be able to get it right, Lord God, and allow us to see yet another day on tomorrow. I pray tonight, Lord God, that as we get through this message tonight, as we lay our heads down on our pillows tonight, you will be a blessing to us and allowing us to be grateful and thankful to see another day on tomorrow. I thank you on tonight, Lord God, that you will be with every individual that under the sound of my voice, whether they're married, they're single, looking to be married. I pray, Lord God, that those that may be engaged right now, that you just meet us all in our time of need. Help us get through all of these relationships that we know at times, Lord God, are not easy. But in the mighty name of Jesus, I just come declaring and decreeing that you will be in the midst to help us, Lord God, and give us the ability to work through, Father God, the changes that we see that are going on, Father God, around us. And sometimes, Lord God, we may not be changing quick enough and causing challenges in our relationships. So whatever it is that we need your divine intervention on, I just pray, Lord God, that you meet us in our time of need. Go and be with us all. Be with this awesome man of the hour. Bless him to come forward a word in season as he, Father God, teaches today. And as I am here to support him, Lord God, I just pray that you just touch him and allow him an opportunity to come forward with our message tonight and allow it to come clear. And come forward, Lord God, with everything you put on his heart to share. I love you so much, and I want to say thank you yet again for another day and another opportunity to serve you in a mighty way. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
Well, amen. Let everybody say amen. We praise God and we thank God. And I do praise God for my queen. Praise God for my best friend. For we just got back, just turned in really a couple hours ago from a few days of R&R, refreshing, relaxation, meditation. And I tell you, when this manifestation will change over time. I can remember even in that regard. There were times when we would be able to go, and I would go and take me about a 30-minute walk one way and 30 minutes coming back the other way. And this time I cannot say that was the case. I was not able to do such a reality simply because the body was in too much discomfort. So I thank God that instead of doing all of that walking, it was a lot shorter. And so I had to do some other things to have the manifestation of being in unity and enjoying a trip together. And that was a very, very interesting experience. And so everything that happens to us in life and everything that happens to us in our oneness, it does indeed change. And as I was sharing, so with Tammy was that, you know, it really, this was the first time that we ever had really gone on one of these, you know, quick getaways or a 10-day getaway or 3-day, 5-day or whatever, that wasn't part of the process where I was going to go out and get my little walk in and get my exercise in while we would enjoy the ocean, the sun, and the blue skies and all of that. And God gave us all of that. In the 4 days, what was that, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even today leaving, it was just sunshine and blue skies, just beautiful. Never had a drop of rain all the time we were there. Yet we had to make a change. And the change we had to make was, again, as I indicated, my lack of being able to get out and do so many of the things that had been common when we go and invest time together in the beach, or on the beach, and at the beach. So we still had a strong element of being together. Really didn't leave each other's sight too much at all. I think maybe once when I went and grabbed us some food to eat, and it was just really a beautiful, beautiful time. Because in reality, the only thing we really did was invest time with each other. And I would say that more than 80% of that time together, we was in 100% oneness, always. There may have been a time or two because this or that or whatever. We may have thought something different, but never to a point where we were out of alignment or out of oneness. And that's the point we want to make, is that whatever you do, whatever takes place, you got to be open to the possibility of change. And you got to be open to the possibility that how you exhibit and how you allow and see oneness takes place could indeed change and be different. And just because it may not be the same way it was before, you don't get upset with it. You just receive it and you move on, knowing and understanding that you are committed to the process of oneness. And so tonight, we just want to share a little bit of that with you, that you know and understand, just because things may be changed and things may seem a little different, it doesn't mean that it's really that different at all. See, the more we desire for things to remain the same, the more changes we can expect to happen. We live in a very dynamic reality. It makes it sometimes difficult for me to understand the word conservative in all applications. In some applications, conservative is right on the mark. You want to conserve your relationships. You want to conserve your marriage, your oneness. Those are good conserve principles. But there are other things that you want to do not conserve. You know, you don't want to conserve doing the same thing when you know it's not possible. You don't want to have a mindset to say, I've got to do this or I got to do that or I'm not happy, because you know you can't control everything. It's impossible. And so we want to just chat a little bit tonight about some of these situations that take place in life and how in the throes of conflict, and sometimes when pains of agony or misunderstanding or even sometimes disagreement take place, that you got to have the focus, the vision, and the determination to see things through so that those minor disruptions, those minor changes really have nothing on you. And I also want to start off tonight, Tammy, and sharing with the group, as you and I know, we came back into town, and the first stop we made was not home. First stop we made was at the doctor's office, because I had gone in and had a PET scan done where, you know, we was much concerned about whether or not I was going through a recurrence. And I'm only mentioning this as a way of encouraging others and also in my own effort to ask for prayer continuously, because we believe the prayer without ceasing is indeed the framework of our success and our ability to endure. And so we were very pleased that when we were able to go back and have a review of the PET scan made provided to us, and while yes, indeed, there was a recurrence of this enemy called prostate, there was a recurrence, but it was in a manner early stages, and that they believed that with this early stage diagnosis, they would be able to come up with a plan very quickly that would not only curb any particular movement, but would render it fully, fully in remission and have the PSA come down all the way back nearly to zero. You can imagine I probably was able to mask my excitement, but you can imagine we were really excited to hear that now with some of the modern technology, I wouldn't be forced to go back through additional biopsies, wouldn't have a need to have any kind of my body pricked and taken out to be analyzed. But I thank God for technology. We thank God for technology. And we thank God that even once again, the oneness here, the manifestation would change over time. I thank God that when I received the last PSA report, when it had turned back on a northeastern line, that's an indicator when you have not had surgery, when if a man has gone to what they call seed implants or some form of radiation, and that curve that's been going on a southeastern trend turns back up on a northeastern trend, is an indication that you're dealing with what they call recurrence. Now, I'm sharing this tonight simply because, again, we believe in prayer. And so if you feel it fit and you feel it part of your time management to pray for me, to pray for us, we're in 100% agreement. We accept and receive your prayers. So we thank God again tonight, because God has a way of always putting us in the right frame of mind, always allowing us to understand that humility is still what he desires to see from we, his people. And so this, one of the main things that we want to say tonight in this regard as relates to this oneness and the changes that take place over time, is that to achieve oneness requires a sustainable level of inclusion and flexibility. Somebody might say, what do you mean, a sustained level of inclusion and flexibility? Well, we'll get into some of the specific examples in a moment. But suffice it to say this. Just step back for a moment. Look at your life. Look at all of the changes that you have experienced in your life. All of those changes required you in one way or another to make some changes in what you were doing. None of us can sit here and say that we have never been faced with anything that caused us to do something different. We can't say, oh, I never did anything. I always did the same thing. I never changed. That's not true. Even if you attempted to do the exact same thing, even if you believe you did the exact same thing, it's not possible for you to remain at a static, stagnant state. You either are going to be growing and emerging, or you will be stagnating and die. The same thing holds true for our oneness and our relationships. And it does not mean, remember I said 80%, that's the 20% of the time where things go wrong. And the problem is oftentimes is that we focus on that 20% instead of us focusing on the fact that even with all the changes, we still see the manifestation of oneness because we are committed. We have the vision. We understand the mission, and we're sold out to oneness. And so we already know that there's going to be this 20% factor, that there may be this 20%, maybe sometimes 30 it seems like, but we're going to have disagreement. We may not see things the same way. We might have the same level of interpretation. But praise be to God, even though that may be a reality, we know by faith and we know by what's happened in our lives that we're able to get through those situations. We're able to make sure that those 20% of the times are not flipped and reversed and become 80% of the time. We'll look at some of these examples in a moment. But Tammy, I want to, you know, ask you, if I may, because I know over the course of our time and of the course of I have probably more often than not, I'm sure, in that 20% of the time where, you know, the mark, you could say missing a mark, that I've missed the mark. I know I have, because I know it takes a very special person like my queen to deal with a person like me. Now, I'm not a bad person, but it could be very demanding. Not necessarily because this what I want to be is just the reality of what I am. But tell me, I want you to come and share with whatever God may put on your heart with this question. You know, when you look at oneness and the changes over time, how would we share with someone, how do they deal with changes? This is the open statement question, open question. What are some of the ways that you think we in general or women in particular deal with the changes over time in relationships that allow you to still maintain or manifest oneness in your life and in your relationships? Can you help me understand that?
Well, good evening again, Jesse, and good evening to each of our listening audience. I am grateful that you have presented this question, you know, manifestation. We pray about it. We speak about it so often. And in this area we're speaking about today, we know that change is inevitable. It's going to happen. And when change happens, especially, and we always speak about even in our prayers and in other aspects and areas of our lives when we want to see the manifested glory, what we have been praying for to come to its forefront, to the realization, to come in the form of an answered prayer. And so often we don't realize and understand what it takes from us as an individual before that manifestation actually takes place. When I think about a manifestation, when I think about that, I think of a public display of emotions or feelings, if you will, Jesse, because that's basically what it is. It's something that we know has been referred to so often from the spiritual and religion area is because, again, as I stated earlier, it's something, you know, that becomes real after we know we've been praying about a specific thing, and then we know that it's been manifested before our very own eyes in what you might refer to as a public display. So when I think about what are some ways that we can deal with changes in our marriage, you know, which allow us to stay in the oneness we need to be in, but allow us to also accept that necessary change which has been manifested before each one of our eyes. A couple of things that I would highly recommend that we can do, Jesse, and just to allow ourselves to get through it. You know, there's a couple of things we can do, but one is, as I just indicated, to keep us on track, to allow us to stay in that realm of a loving marriage that's experiencing oneness and welcomes oneness and wants to continue to do our part in oneness and understanding that neither one of us are perfect. One of the things, just a couple of things. One of the things is I want to say that we must do constantly. We must continue to operate in the fruit of the Spirit. It's not easy. And this is an area that is an ongoing thing that we have to do. We understand what it means to show love, what it means to show patience, what it means to have peace, what it means to be gentle, what it means to have self-control, what it means to us to understand that these things are so important that it's not something you can study in a day, a week, a month. It's an ongoing study because you make yourself having an opportunity to exercise the right of one of those characteristics within the fruit of the Spirit every single day. As a matter of fact, throughout the day, all day. And it's whether or not you desire to. So the fruit of the Spirit will help us stay on track with this and understanding that changes happen and we have to move along with change. Another area is we must begin to understand that there are areas in our lives that cause us issues when it comes to, you know, our marriages and when it comes to changes in our marriages and how we see things. And one area, another area, Jesse, that I know is just as important is we have to pray as we pray against certain things. And one area in our life that we must pray against is temptation. Because how many of us know that when things aren't going just quite the way we desire for them to go, we feel like the grass is greener on the other side. It might be even easier to be tempted. So we got to pray against temptation because we don't want a manifested, you know, opportunity to come forward and it allow you an opportunity to go your separate ways. We're trying to do what we can to keep you together. And so you got to know that those temptations are out there. So what better way to do it than pray against it? Then you want to make sure that you do whatever you can within your power to make sure that you pray that God gives you focus, that God gives you a better understanding of how you as an individual should operate in the marriage, in the oneness that God created for you. So these are just a few ways to deal with change in a marriage, because how many of us know that even when we pray and we want to go higher and higher and higher in our marriage and showing more love and irresistible and all of these wonderful things, but life happens. And sometimes it throws us backwards versus forward. It's up to us to sponge back up, to move forward in the direction in which we know God has already aligned and ordained for our lives. But we have to believe it in our heart to see the manifested glory first to come forward. If we can't believe it, how's anybody else going to believe it? Because it's an outward emotion, as I just spoke about. And so I'm hoping and I'm praying that we all come together understanding and knowing that there are things that we can do to allow us an opportunity to be able to meet these changes head on when they occur so that we can make sure we stay in that format of oneness. And so, Jesse, I know that was saying a lot, but it is a lot when we think about what is the absolute best thing as it relates to some different ways that we can deal with it. But when I think about even those areas, Jesse, when I think about inclusion and the need for flexibility, when I think about some of these things, I know that you can give some insight on some of that to help our listening audience as we move forward and as we think about oneness, and especially as we think about manifestation changes over time. You might pray for one thing today, and tomorrow it may be something totally different because something has occurred in that one short day that caused your mind to go in a different direction. And so inclusion and the need for flexibility, give us some input on that. You know, what do you think it's based on? Because I know it's based on a number of factors and different things that occur, but can you give us a little insight on the inclusion and the need for flexibility as it relates to manifestation?
Wow, now that's a mouthful. There are, I'm sure, many, but I know in meditation and just thinking about the concept of inclusion in and of itself, and when we think about that word, you know, inclusion, I mean, we oftentimes, as even citizens in America, we know what it means to be excluded. But when we make a commitment to say we want to have a model and a program of inclusion with our spouse, that means we want our spouses involved in everything. And this is something sometimes, Tammy, I believe people have a challenge with. And I know sometimes I've had a challenge with it, is being sensitive enough to know that you should be excited, really, when your spouse, man or woman, has a desire to want to be intimately connected to everything that goes on with their spouse. And oftentimes, and we men probably, Tammy, to be quite honest, we're probably worse than women. I'm not sure that I haven't done a survey on it. But I'm thinking in general, we probably are worse in wanting to be fully transparent and wanting to be fully able to say that there is nothing I don't want my queen to know. I still believe men have a tendency, sometimes just based on the historical reality of things that happen in these United States of America, that we sometimes are just distrustful of systems, of processes, of institutions. And oftentimes we just have an inability to think in terms of inclusion because of so many of the things that's happened to us as an individual. And so we become more rigid. Instead of being flexible, we can sometimes become more rigid in our expectations. Let me give you one example. Let's say in marriage versus dating. I mean, there's in the mind of most men that I know, most brothers, I'm sure this, I don't know if it's the same with sisters. Maybe you can elaborate on that after I make this comment. But men see marriage oftentimes as a way of just, for lack of a better term, thin the crowd. Get to the point, especially when a man has made a decision, they want to be married. But the deal is they got to thin the number of particular applicants. And so the level of manifestation that you're going to see when you're just dating, it just pales in comparison to what you're going to see that you will see only after you are married. Because, see, regardless of who you are, regardless of who the person may be, if you're not married, you always have the possibility, the probability that a person is doing their best to influence you, to get you caught up into them, but they're really not committed and with an understanding of what oneness is all about. Sometimes it becomes more of a game. It becomes more of a situation where someone is trying to make a determination, can I get over, can I do this, or can I do that? And so there's a tremendous change. So now you go from dating, now you're married. And you see that change, you see that difference. Your expectations, they change. Now you must become more inclusive. You must become more flexible when you're married. Whereas when you're dating someone, say this or that, you don't like it, you could just shut it down. Can't do that when you're married. You got to have a much more inclusive. But I want to ask you, though, Tammy, because this is one we've been really chatting about in this regard as well. How is it, do you think, the manifestation may take place in an empty home versus a home filled with children? How might one deal with that?
Well, I tell you, Jesse, you know, I really do think, feel, and believe that, you know, manifestation can take place no matter what. But you both have to somewhat be in agreement and understand, you know, that there is a role for each of us in that area. We got to know and understand that as we give these, you know, public emotions or feelings, you know, we're giving them to someone. And normally in the relationship, as it relates to husband and wife, we're giving them to our spouse. And so we have to be ready to receive. When these changes take place, we got to be ready to receive as well as individuals. And I just don't know, Jesse, that we are ready to receive as much as I feel, think, and believe we really should. So as I think about, you know, how and when we think manifestation should take place, it should take place whenever needed. I mean, there are going to be times like we were speaking about today that manifestation, you know, changes over time. It may not be constant. You might pray to God for one thing today, and in that same blessing that God blessed you with, you may then have an opportunity to be able to see the exact same thing again. So I think it's very important for all of us to understand and to know that we, as it relates to an empty house versus a home with children, we got to deal with that, because it changes when you get together and you're married. It's just the two of you when you first get married. Then when God blesses you to be fruitful and multiply and you bring children into play, then and only then do you have to realize that there are some major changes that's going to take everybody involved to help make a difference. And so you come into a marriage, it's just the two of you, it manifested into your marriage. Then once you got married, then you allow God an opportunity to bless your loins, to bring a human being into this wonderful world that he has blessed us with. Then we have to come together in order for it to be, as we explained, an opportunity for us to accept it in the flesh, being that we now have children to bring up in the way of the Lord. So when they get older, they will not depart from it. And it's up to us to bring that training to them. It's up to us to make sure that we do our part, to do everything to manifest in them and to pray it in them, so at that appropriate time, it gives them an opportunity to grow as well as it does us as parents and as spouses now with child, because now the difference is it's giving us an opportunity to be able to spend time with other family members within our own family versus just by ourselves. And so when I think about that, Jesse, and I think about even one scripture, when I think about, you know, 1 John 3:2, where it says, beloved, we are God's children now, and we will be, and will we be, has not, what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Same thing with our children. We impart in them, we desire for them, and we know that at the appropriate time, everything we poured into them, we're going to see that manifested glory at a given time, if only we be patient and wait on the Lord. And so I'm thanking you, Jesse, that you will be able now to come back and just share with us and give us an opportunity to do what we need to do, and that's what we do best. And at this point, it's allowing us an opportunity to come up with some action plan. And as you go through a few of the action plans that we must encourage our listening audience to dig deeper into as they go out and do their own individual research on this one thing, this oneness, and as it relates to the manifestation, we understand that it changes over time. So if there is some things, a call of action or action plan that you can give us, as we only got a few more minutes left because we want to make sure that we put some things in place so that we all can respect and understand this wonderful word manifestation that we're speaking about today and how it changes over time. So I send it back to you, Jesse, and thank you for allowing me to answer that question, because it is an empty home until you get blessed with those children, and then it becomes just an amazing home. It's not so much empty that there's no children. It's just empty because it's not full, because it's still full when it relates to just the husband and the wife. It's how you make the best of it and spending that quality time together. So give us some action plan, Jesse, so that we'll know exactly how to handle and tackle this wonderful word when it comes before our very own eyes.
Beautiful. Well stated. Appreciate it. You know, it's something about this inclusion and flexibility, because, you know, when we get into it with that home field with children, you're going to enjoy giving up your favorite pastime and giving your time to your spouse and your children. You're going to enjoy being supportive as a spouse versus just always doing your own thing. And you're going to be willing to invest more time than you thought was possible with your spouse, and also with time with friends that elevate and eliminate those moments when you are unsure of perhaps what to do with your time. We all only have the same amount of time. Some use it better than others, called time management. But when we have the time, that's what we need to do when we look at our call to action. We need to do a review. Where do you invest your time? You say that you are still very much in love with your spouse. How much time do you invest with your spouse? If somebody came and conducted a survey of you today, how much time would you be guilty of investing in your spouse? How much have you sacrificed to be in time with your spouse? On the contrary, are you constantly or always looking for reasons, for excuses, for ways to avoid being with your spouse? And you convince yourself, and you try to convince others, it's not because you don't enjoy investing time with them. It's just that you got some other things that at this point in time you have deemed more interesting, a more productive, a more satisfying, a more rewarding. But when you really think about it, what could be more rewarding? What could be more productive? What could give you a greater return on investment than optimizing to the greatest of your ability the manifested oneness with your spouse? Nothing, according to the word of God, would bring you greater joy. And what we have to, I believe, understand, family, is simply it's not going to be 100%. You must insist on investing time only with your spouse. And we know, family, you know this, we've taken our children many places, many times to see many things. And that's been our commitment. Yet we also have made a commitment that we're going to go and we will invest time, and we will invest that time only with ourselves, to the point where you have to sometimes be viewed maybe of being selfish, that you want to spend and invest this time with your spouse. Some of you may be surprised to know, to hear, and to understand that there are some spouses, some couples, who have never gone over a weekend, on a vacation, or whatever, just by themselves. That whatever they have been willing to do They always had a child with them. I could name names. I won't do that, but I remember this one brother. You know, I was in Detroit at the time, and he was said he was on a long weekend with his spouse, but he was a little bit, you know, I could tell, like somewhat unhappy. And I asked him what was the situation. And he said that spouse had committed to him they were going to come and spend a weekend together. But at the last moment, he let their then 15-year-old son talk her into, I don't want to be here by myself. And so, of course, she just said, okay, you can go. And the husband didn't know anything about it. And, of course, you know, when the wife comes up to say so-and-so is going, the husband didn't create a big old scene, said okay, but he was highly, highly disappointed. And I can tell you that led to some serious challenges because from his perspective, from the perspective of the spouse, you had made an agreement, and yet now you show a stronger commitment to your son than you show to your husband. So we insist on investing time only with spouses. Next is show and give love unconditionally. It seems like sometimes we have this thing in our minds that we're going to deal with everybody the way they deal with us. No, we have to set the standard. And see, sometimes when we set the standard, it does not always come out and happen the way we desire it to happen. Sometimes it gets jacked up. But at the end of the day, we must find ourselves committed in this regard. And we must find that if errors occur, if something takes place, especially that 20% where you fall out of a theoretical agreement, you cannot allow that 20% to all of a sudden become the default 80%. You got to give and show love unconditionally. And part of that also is that ability to forgive, that tremendous ability to simply say, I missed the mark. I was sorry. And see, part of this whole manifested reality of oneness is the ability to handle differences of opinion. Because you're going to have them. We all are different people. We all came perhaps from different backgrounds, some from the north, some from the south, the east, the west, the Midwest, dual family, multiple families, blended families, you know, in all kinds of surrogate realities that exist today, probably more diversity in what constitutes a constructed family than any time in the history of this nation. But regardless of whatever that may be, we must show and give love unconditionally. And Tammy, you said something a few moments ago, which I think is one of the greatest calls to action we can have, is to be willing to sacrifice your time to grow the fruit of the Spirit in your village. Of course, some might say, what do you mean by that? What are you saying? What we're saying, really, is that it takes a special mother, a special wife, a special father, a special husband. In this dispensation, in this 21st century, in this postmodern era, a person that's willing to say, we've got to build the village. We've got to grow the village. We got to do everything we can to make the village is operable, that is healthy, and that is strong. We can't allow what the world has to say about oneness. We can't allow the world to try to convince us that oneness or marriage is no longer fashionable. The data would support people that would have that opinion. Yet, Tammy, you and I know that's not the way God wanted it to be. God wanted all of us to experience this thing he called oneness. If he didn't want us to experience it, Why would it be his first ordained institution? Why would it be that which would he gave us the ability to be procreators ourselves, and we ourselves would have the ability to create. We ourselves would have the ability to fashion and to make known. Thus, what says the Lord. To see manifestation of oneness is an evolving reality. You can't define your oneness in one dimension. It's a multidimensional reality. It covers the spirit, the mental, the physical, the financial, the emotional, the social. It deals with all the elements of the fruit of the spirit, with love and joy and peace and patience, goodness and kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. To see those that are willing to invest the time, those that are willing to embrace when God say, hey, you're going to have to forgive, because if you don't forgive, I'm not going to forgive you. When we understand that is a condition put on you, so you can't put a condition on your spouse. You can't say, I'm not going to forgive you. Because when you say, I'm not going to forgive you, then you just give God the ability to say, I'm not going to forgive you. And the last that I heard, the word says, let no man lie, for there's no man that hasn't fallen short. I'm paraphrasing, of the glory of God. And since there's no man, generically meaning man or woman, who has not fallen short of the glory of God, then I'm sure that truly means that applies to both you and me. It applies to me, you, and all of us. And we are compelled to do the very best we can. So, Tammy, I hope that shares a little bit about what we can do when we get ready to leave here tonight. But I want to turn it back to you for any final words, and I'll close in prayer. The mic is open.
Well, Jesse, I think based on the time that we do have left, I think we've covered quite a bit. Just hope and pray that each one of our listening audience has an opportunity to go and do a little bit more deeper dive into what it would mean to them as it relates to oneness, and how we all understand and know that within oneness, how we all can manifest and understand that manifestation, it definitely changes over time. So I'm grateful and I'm thankful to be able to be a part of the Blog Talk Radio show tonight. Thank God for you as always, and just grateful and thankful that God's going to continue to bless each and every one of our listening audience, give them the opportunity to manifest and see what he has in store for each and every one of them and their families. God bless you, and thank you once again for this awesome topic.
Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We ask you to bless these men and women who have joined us here tonight. We ask, Father, that they might examine themselves both personally and as a couple. Father, for those who are already married, they already know that manifestation changes. That, Father, there's a level that we need to grow to each and every day. And we thank you that we're doing our best, Father, to grow. And sometimes, Father, we may fall short of the mark, the husband or the wife or both. But, Father, whatever that situation is, we know you've already said that you are faithful and you are just, and that you're willing, Father, to forgive us when we fall short. So we thank you in advance. And, Father, we make a determination today. We declare today that we're going to get better, that we will be better. And, Father, we know and understand that as we become better, everyone becomes better. As we become more committed, everyone is more committed. As, Father, we become more focused, everyone is more focused. But, Father, we have learned the philosophy of a reciprocity. And whatever we give to this world, at some point in time, is coming back to us. And, Father, we thank you that the seeds that we've sown, they will be seeds, Father, that will come back and grow 10, 100, and even 1,000-fold. We give you glory, we give you honor as we leave tonight. We lift up these petitions to you in the sweet, precious name of Jesus, who is the Christ. And all in agreement simply said, amen. Join our sister Leah Killings at 9 o'clock tonight. Dial back in for Empowerment Ministry. Until next week, go in peace. We love
agape love.